Sunday. So good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Yes, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing. He's here every Monday at 9:30-ish.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy December 1st. Can you believe it?
So soon.
So soon.
Yeah, so soon.
How did this happen?
Yeah, it was kind of November. We went for Thanksgiving. Ate too much, whatever. Okay.
And did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Yeah, great.
Yeah?
As you know, we went to Jackson's.
I know, la-di-da. I bet it was delicious.
Oh, it was, yes. It's always... well, they always have great food, but... it tastes especially good on Thanksgiving because you don't have to cook it. You don't have to wash the dishes.
Absolutely.
And do all those things.
The only downside is you can't make a turkey sandwich later. That's the only downside from going out to eat on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That, you know, you're right. One of the great things about when you have that big old turkey, mm-hmm. there's always what you're right,
right,
way too much. Well, in England, the great delicacy with cold turkey is pickled onions.
Really?
So you have a sandwich of turkey with pickled onions.
I don't know.
Really,
you know, I don't know that I've ever had pickled onions, now that you say that. I don't think I've ever had that.
I think in the U.S., I think the shallots.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good to me.
They're not.
Ew. That's my first reaction.
My mom used to make them. You sort of soak them in some sort of spices and then in
vinegar,
vinegar mm-hmm. for, I don't know, several weeks at least.
Is it sauerkrauty?
Oh, no.
Oh,
no,
okay.
It's got a real twang. It's maybe the best way to describe it.
Okay.
The secret is they have to be crunchy.
You've got to really crunchy noise. Sound effects from Malcolm.
Well, we have a high budget on this program.
Clearly.
Yeah. So that was, actually, you look forward to that probably as much, if not more, than the actual Thanksgiving dinner. Well, in England, of course, there's no Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm-hmm. This would clearly be, not.
Yeah, we've forgiven you a long time ago. But,
okay, all right.
Christmas, mm-hmm. Christmas dinner,
of course,
is just like Thanksgiving dinner.
Of course. So you do turkey, maybe some ham or no?
Well, the tradition in England is Christmas Day turkey.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a ham later for tea or dinner.
Oh,
later.
Okay.
Because
it's got to be turkey for dinner, though.
It's got to be turkey for the for the meal, and then on on Boxing Day, the day after, is you have chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Is traditionally you have chicken.
Oh, okay.
But in reality, most homes, you're still eating the turkey, so there's more turkey.
Right.
You don't bother with the chicken.
Right.
But the tradition is.
Well, chicken. One of our listeners just sent a text saying, and turkey soup from the bones.
And
that's true, too.
Yeah.
That's nothing better than homemade turkey soup.
Yeah, you can live for a month on that turkey.
I know. And I don't know. I was talking with a friend over the holiday. We were saying, why is it we don't cook turkey other times of the year? Because it does. It goes a long way, makes great sandwiches. But we sort of save it, I think, for November and December.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of special. Though.
Yeah.
If you ate it every week, it would not
be... Like chicken.
Yeah, like chicken. It would not be special.
Right, right.
And the other really big, excuse me, Christmas thing is, of course, Christmas pudding.
There's a couple of songs and poems about that,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, which we really look forward to with custard.
So what is Christmas pudding in England?
It's
what is that?
It's a very, very spicy... rich cake.
What is the flavor? Is it chocolate?
No, it's got sultanas, raisins, all kinds of glazed cherries, all kinds of stuff in there.
Like a fruit cake?
Yeah, yes.
Really?
Fruit
cake pudding?
But very, very rich fruit cake pudding.
So it's very thick pudding.
Yes.
Can you get it here in the States anywhere?
You can at specialty places. Walker's Christmas pudding. Actually, I have a cup of it.
Is it the same as Walker's shortbread? Oh, no, that's Scottish.
That's Scottish.
Okay. Walker's pudding.
This is Matty Walker's. It's actually used to be made in my hometown. It's still made just outside of my hometown. And it's... I have a couple of them in my cupboard.
Really?
Must be 20 years old, so they're probably pretty good by now.
Wait, you're saying that it's better the longer you have it?
Yeah.
Because yes. A lot of things don't do well after 20 years, Malcolm.
Well, Christmas pudding will last a lifetime.
Okay, I've never had it. That or the... So it's not caramelized onions, it's pickled onions.
Pickled onions,
so I've had caramelized onions, which is different.
Yeah, okay. No, it's got to be pickled.
Pickled onions. Pickled onions. Interesting.
Yeah. You can buy them I think I even saw them at Walmart.
Really?
Haywood's pickled onions. They're not the same as your mom makes, of course.
Right.
But they're okay.
Okay. Interesting. So you had a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I played a little golf on Friday.
Nice weather.
Yeah, actually it warmed up to be very nice.
Yeah.
And then sort of Saturday, I relaxed a little bit. And Sunday, played golf again. So, you know, that's...
Very nice. Very nice. Sounds good to me. Yeah,
don't have to go paint the town red. Just
relax.
Just relax.
Yeah, be with friends and family. Well, we've got a lot coming up this week, which we're going to talk about in a few minutes. Plus, the Ice Flyers are out and about and playing all the time. So you got a couple of games coming up.
They are playing Friday and Saturday.
A lot going on this weekend.
And as I cannot be at the game. By the way, I did go to the game on Wednesday.
Oh, how was it?
Oh, it was great. They really...
Are they looking good this year?
I'd left just a few minutes before the end, and there was 7-1.
Wow. Ahead. That's a lot in
they
hockey.
They were really...
That's a high score, isn't it?
Yes. They scored like 3 goals in 3 minutes or something.
Wow.
Just 1, 2, 3.
Okay. That's exciting.
So we had a good old time, and...
So do you think you're going to want to give away some tickets today?
Yes. In fact, we can give away both of them.
Oh. Is that... 2 tickets or 4 tickets?
No, 4 tickets for Friday and 4 tickets for Saturday.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, well, we'll do that in just a couple minutes. We're going to take a quick break now. We'll come back and talk about the new edition of Downtown Crowd coming up, the December issue, correct?
Yeah, we should, I guess, talk a little business, shouldn't we?
I'm always trying to look out for you, Malcolm.
Thank you.
Malcolm Ballinger's here with Ballinger Publishing. If you have any questions or comments for him, please send in a text at 850-437-1620 and keep that number handy because we're going to be giving away Ice Flyer tickets in just a few minutes after the break. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing. A lot happening this weekend as we look in our Downtown Crowd, the December issue that's just hot off the presses.
Yes.
So this weekend, we've got Ice Flyer tickets to give away, so we might want some
two sets.
Yes, we
better get to that because we have 2 sets to give away.
Yes, for Friday.
Friday night is Rally Foundation night.
Oh, good.
And I know that your next guest is
Next guest is Jessica, who's coming in to talk about the big event coming up.
And Saturday night is Youth Jersey giveaway.
Oh, how fun. Just in time for the holidays.
And it's always good fun.
Yeah.
At the... Ice Flyers.
It is great.
Yes.
All right. How do you want to give away these tickets, Malcolm?
Well, we need to think on our feet and think up a really difficult question. I know. It just.
Oh, good. Okay.
It came to me.
All right.
Okay. You have to text in your name, of course, and email address.
Okay.
And phone number is better because we can text the tickets to you.
Okay. Well, I've got the phone number if they're texting, so we're good there. But name and email is good.
Yes. Name and email and phone number. And the question is, we'll take the first two.
Then
number one can have the choice of Friday or Saturday, and number two can have the other one.
Okay.
Does that work?
I think so.
Okay. The question is, and this is really difficult because it's already been talked about. In the UK, there is, of course, Christmas Day. That's universal. But there's a day after.
Ah, that's a good one.
Yes. Okay. All you have to do is name the day after Christmas in the UK.
All right. So the name the day after Christmas in the UK, what that's called, your email, your name, and text it in now, and we'll go with number one and number two.
And number one has the choice.
Okay, here we go. 850-437-1620. And while I'm looking at all the texts flying in here, why don't you talk a bit about what's in Downtown Crowd and what's coming up this weekend?
Well, I'm on my phone because I haven't been into the office to pick up copies yet. I have pulled up downtowncrowd.com. And I am looking online just to remind myself. And here we are, as always, a very colorful cover. And there is, hang on a second. I got to put my glasses on.
That's helpful.
Help me out. Do we have a winner?
I can't bail you out every time. I'm going through. Hang on. I'm finding the ones because we got a couple that are not correct.
Oh. So
I know. We got to get the right answer, sir. Make sure. So we're going through here. Hang on.
While you're going through, there is an article which I feel very strongly about.
Okay.
And it is 'tis the season to shop local. This, we say 'tis the season, but all year round, I believe strongly that we should, wherever possible, shop locally. Now, I understand it's not always possible, but when you shop locally, the dollars stay local, employ local people, and help the economy. And so, always something to remember. And I see you typing away there.
Well, we've got the first winner, so I'm texting them to see if they want Friday or Saturday, so then I can...
I see.
See, I'm trying to take care of business.
Have we made this too complicated?
No, it's not complicated. It just takes a minute. We'll get it. We will get it in just a second here, sir.
Okay. And there is, of course, the Military Matters article, which we always include. Support our local military.
Uh-huh.
And then there is, here we are. You see, you put me on the spot. You found my weakness.
Oh,
I can't read.
Oh, my goodness,
my
sir.
Glasses.
My goodness.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, there's lots of good stuff in Downtown Crowd.
I gotcha.
I was trying to read it on my smartphone without glasses.
I gotcha. Hang on a minute here. All right. Well, let's see. So we're having a slow moment here on the show. Sorry about that.
We're still suffering from the turkey.
Turkey hangover. The L-tryptophan still lingering. Is that it?
Okay. Yes, exactly.
All right. Let's see.
So do we have a winner?
We do.
Do we have a drum roll?
I'm hanging on here. Hang on. Hey. Okay, we've got, so I had the winner, now I've misplaced the winner. Hang on, now I'm having it's your fault, Malcolm. Mm-hmm. This is all your fault. Hang on.
I'll mention while you do that,
yes,
of course, the latest edition of Pensacola Magazine will be out. In fact, we're expecting it very soon. The November issue is still out on the newsstands, and some great recipes included in that. For Christmas and, of course, Thanksgiving.
Okay. Let's do this. What we're going to do is we're going to announce the winner after the break. Because I got a question. Something just came up. I'm going to get a question for you before we do that. So, and in the meantime, some of the things to look forward to this weekend, I can tell you just off the top of my head. On Saturday, it is Parade Day in Pensacola. December Saturday the 5th, I guess it is. No, the 6th, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I believe both parades either at 9 or 10, so you can check on Google. But Navarre is having their Christmas parade in the Navarre area. Mm-hmm. And then Gulf Breeze is bringing back their Christmas parade. They've been dormant for a while. Mm-hmm. And a friend of mine who I adore, Jill Tyler Teston, is leading the way as a realtor and has been initiating the movement to bring it back. Mm. So they have brought it back.
That used to be so much fun.
Oh, yeah. I was involved with that for many years when I was over at the Gulf Breeze Chamber. And on Saturday night, the Milton Parade's coming back.
Wow.
So that will be happening Saturday night, which is always a fun
parade.
So
which one shall we go to?
I don't know. I'm tempted to go in the morning to the Gulf Breeze because I'm going to be watching the championship game. The SEC championship game at 3 o'clock.
Of course.
On Saturday, that's where my priorities will be. So
I expected you to be crowing about that.
Well,
morning.
I'm not really crowing because, like all Georgia fans, I think we've played them, I think now, 5 times, and we've lost, I think, 4 out of the 5.
Oh.
And in the last 10 years, I'm sure a Bama fan will correct me, but I mean, we just, they're our nemesis. They're our Achilles heel. For some reason, we just psych out when we play Bama. So I'm very cautiously optimistic, as they say. Okay. And I'm sure any Georgia fan listening it understands, and any Alabama fan is nodding their head and laughing at me. So it's okay. I know how y'all feel about us.
I have divided loyalties.
Uh-huh. Can't wait to hear this.
Well, Georgia, because of you.
Right.
I know you're a big fan. I have so many friends that are Alabama fans.
Right. Okay.
So I shall watch the game and enjoy it, whoever wins.
All right. Well, we'll be back in just a minute with the winners. And this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel.
It's a slow Monday.
It's a slow Monday, but it's okay. It's all right. We're just getting started.
Yes.
All right. We'll be right back in just a minute. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg. Welcome back. And we do have winners for our Ice Flyers tickets. So first of all, just want to say congratulations to, okay, I don't have his full name yet, but I'm guessing it's Frank. Let's see. Hang on a minute here. It says in his email or her email, djfrank70@gmail.com. So you are the winner of the Saturday night tickets. That's what they selected. And then we've got another winner for our Friday night tickets. And it looks like they are going to be, hang on a second. I'm going to get the name. The number is beginning with 651 and it ends with 0141. I don't have their name yet, but they are the second. They are the winner. So we will get those tickets to you for Friday and Saturday night to see the Ice Flyers. Compliments of Ballinger Publishing.
Enjoy the game, as always.
Yeah, lots of fun.
Kick your feet up and or stamp your feet and enjoy.
Okay.
Make a lot of noise. Support the Ice Flyers.
And we'll make sure that you have a great time.
Do we have a few seconds
yes,
to say?
Yes, we do.
I was there, obviously, on Wednesday night, as I said. The thing that impresses me most of all about Ice Flyers games is that it was a sellout. There were people everywhere.
Really?
But
oh, that's
everybody
good news.
Is so polite.
Really?
Yeah, it's not like usually in crowds, people bumpy and people are just very respectful. It really stood out to me.
That's nice.
Ice Flyers fans are great people.
Well, you think of ice hockey, you think that the fans are going to be as roughhousing as the players.
Well, I think they must get it out of their system when they, you know, scream and shout and whatever. And
yeah, it's great. It's great.
Maybe there's a lesson for us there.
Well, you know, they have these rage rooms now and throw the axe rooms and all that kind of stuff. So there must be something to it.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, this is great. We gave away 8 Ice Flyers tickets today. That's very generous of you, Malcolm. That's really great. Well, great way to start off the holiday season.
Yes.
So there you go. As he looks at me blankly.
I'm embarrassed.
Why? Oh, you should be.
No, it's just I just want to make sure they don't get wasted.
Right. Of course. So we will make sure that we get those tickets, and it should be a lot of fun. So congratulations. Mm. Thanks to everybody that texted in. We sure appreciate that you're listening this morning. And if we had dozens and dozens of tickets away to give away, we would.
We would.
Absolutely. Yeah. And in the meantime, pick up the issue of Downtown Crowd for December. It's got all the events happening.
Yep.
You also have the December issue of Pensacola Magazine to
be
check
here
out.
Soon.
And where can they find all of those online?
Just about. Oh, online.
Yes, sir. That's their setup.
BallingerPublishing.com. You threw me a code.
Okay.
BallingerPublishing.com.
And all over town. All right. Malcolm, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for being here. Ticket holders, we will get those to you today. And in the meantime, I hope you have a great Monday. We'll